She starts thinking, he's just saying whatever he needs to say. That makes her feel as though she can't trust you. You come off as a pleaser, which is weak in her eyes. Her guard will instantly go up. What women emotionally respond to. When a guy has found a woman he is prepared to talk to, the first thought in his mind should be, my goal here is to make her smile. That's it. Women are emotional beings. He should be in that space of feeling confident in who he is and that he is giving her a great opportunity by coming up to speak to her. If she doesn't like him and blows him off or treats him harshly, it shouldn't matter. Therefore, if you make her feel good by getting her to laugh, she will associate you with feeling good. We will get to more of this in the section on taking rejection personally, but the man should view it as her loss, not his. You need to realize that when you engage a woman in conversation to read her attraction level, you are not looking for her approval. Google Corey Wayne, seeking her approval causes rejection. It's a level playing field. You're going up to see if she's interested in you. If she's not, move on. This is important, gentlemen. Too many men get hung up on singling out one woman to devote his attentions to. There's no scarcity of women out there. You should be concerned with finding one that does have a high level of attraction and stop wasting your time with one that doesn't have any interest in you at all. In my coaching practice, that is one of the biggest mistakes I see guys make, getting hung up on a woman who does not reciprocate interest. If you are single and looking to meet the next great love of your life, then one thing you should never do is get hung up on just one woman until she has earned it. When I was younger and inexperienced, all too often I would get hung up on a girl I went on one date with who later rejected me, or somebody I was hoping to be with who was either a friend or already in a relationship and therefore unavailable. This caused me to fixate all of my attention and emotional energy on someone I had very little potential with. Months and years of my life were wasted on women I essentially had no chance with. The whole time this was going on, I was constantly meeting and interacting with many beautiful single women, but because I was hung up on a fantasy, I really wasn't even in the game. When we get hung up on one woman only who has not earned it through her actions, we are either acting needy due to a scarcity mindset and fear of loss, or this is a pattern of how we unconsciously sabotage our own success to avoid a relationship altogether by fixating on someone who is unavailable or uninterested. We tell ourselves all kinds of lies and why we should stay focused on our daydreams and fantasies instead of realizing we have a lot of options. As a matter of fact, from a purely numerical standpoint, there are more beautiful single women in the world than you could ever possibly ask out. What you want is out there. Not only that, what you want also wants you, but you have to be in the game to score. Busy, successful men who are very popular with beautiful women never get fixated on just one woman when they are single. Why? Since they see themselves as a prize and act like they are a prize, women respond accordingly. They see them as a catch and are willing to chase and seduce them to get them to choose them over all of their other choices with women. They simply do not have the time to worry or think about women with mediocre or low interest who are not responding to them. Busy, successful men communicate abundance. They come from a place of abundance. If things don't work out with one girl, it's no big deal. There is another bus every 15 minutes. You need to learn how to come from a place of indifference. Google Corey Wayne, Indifference Makes the Difference with Women, and Corey Wayne, The Attraction of Indifference. When you decide to approach a woman, you are going up to find out if she is interested in you. If she is, you are going to want to get her contact information or make a date right on the spot. If she's not, then you are going to want to move on and find somebody that is. Guys will sit and talk all night to one woman trying to raise her level of attraction. They completely ignore the fact that she is just not interested. A strong, centered, confident guy is going to walk up to a woman and read her level of attraction for him. He's going to try to make her laugh, get her contact information, or make a date on the spot, and then move on to gauge the interest of other women that may also be interested. It's best not to be seen getting numbers of other women by women who we just got their number from. Women want to feel special, at least more special than the other women he is dating. By the end of the night, he may find that he has 10 phone numbers. Out of those 10, there will probably be only a few that are really interested. As you follow through and find they have a low level of attraction, don't bother with those women anymore. By applying what I teach, you will see that some women like you, but most do not. When you start experiencing what I teach yourself, this gives you even more confidence to do more of what's working and what I teach. Eventually, your success will improve because you will get good and spoiled and hanging with women who dig you. You'll eventually get to the point where you can tell everything about a woman just by looking at her and how she looks at you. As your skills improve and you attract better and better quality women, the women who you date today, more than likely 6 months from now, you won't even give them the time of day. You deserve the best that you can get. You only want to spend your time dating women that have a high level of attraction to you. The higher the level of attraction a woman has for you, the more fun she is going to be when you go out. The lower her level of attraction, the more you are going to have to work at making her feel comfortable, making her laugh, and carrying the conversation. Once a guy starts learning how to gauge a woman's attraction level, he won't have to go out on 20 dates to find one woman that is interested in him. He will know right away whether to take more time with a woman or to move on to find somebody worthy of spending his time with. Before you can even think about engaging a woman's emotions, you have to get her to trust you. Trust from a woman can be a hard thing to earn, taking a long time, or it can be effortless and you can start building your trust from the start. It's all in how you approach her. As I mentioned before, using humor and encouraging her laughter is the best way to bring down her barriers and get her to open up to you. From the very start, she won't feel as though she has to keep her guard up against attacks on her emotions. Especially in the first stages of a relationship and dating, it is important to keep things lighthearted, keep it funny, joke around, keep your conversations positive, and steer it away from negativity. Hang out, have fun, and hook up. Keep it simple. Guys meet a woman and they think, okay, I'm going to get all my baggage out on the table. Yeah, I have 3 ex-wives and I'm paying $20,000 a month in alimony. That only leaves me $1,000 a month for myself. It's really tough. I can't wait until my kids are 18 and I don't have to pay child support anymore. Gentlemen, what you have just told this lady is that you are negative. You are not necessarily a fun person to be around. You are bitter and she needs to keep her guard up around you so she doesn't end up as the next focus of your negativity. You are needy and not in your center. How can a woman feel comfortable and relaxed under such an onslaught? This is the kind of crap they show in movies and TV all the time. Men acting like women attracts women. Women want a guy who acts like more of a man than they do. When a guy starts talking about his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife from the very start, a woman is looking at it from a standpoint of no emotional involvement yet. She listens and learns what it would be like for her to be your next ex. A woman is watching and gauging these things to see if it would be safe for her to lower her defenses and open up to you. You are also giving her the opinion that you are untrustworthy since you seem to have nothing but bad things to say about the women in your past. If you are in a relationship, making a woman feel safe and comfortable is an ongoing process. Here's a common problem many clients have when they come to me. Their woman is not putting out. It's always because she no longer feels safe and comfortable in her man being the leader in the relationship. Remember, like I said before, when a woman feels heard and understood, the legs open. When she doesn't, the legs close. If your wife or girlfriend is uninterested in sex or always has trouble getting wet, when before she was always initiating sex and always dripping wet anytime you put your hands down her pants, this is the sign of a woman who does not feel safe and comfortable in the relationship. It means that she may be angry with you, have low interest, you may have done something to hurt her, etc. A man is responsible for the environment and the direction of the relationship. After all, a man will penetrate his woman physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. If he has stopped courting her, there is financial stress, he argues with her, or simply does not know how to break down her barriers when she is upset, She will shut down to him emotionally and physically. She will lose her interest in sex. When a man does not take care of what he needs to take care of in the relationship, managing money, keeping his word, understanding and communicating with her effectively, etc., she will doubt his masculine core, pull away, and she will often become bitchy. Sometimes, however, she may piss you off. Here's how to handle situations when women violate your boundaries. Google Corey Wayne when she pisses you off. Your job as a man is to recognize when your woman shuts down to you so you can open her back up to you through communication. Ask her what's wrong. Tell her she seems a little distant and that you want to know what's in her heart. Say things like, "Tell me more. Don't leave anything out. I want to understand where you're coming from. What else?" etc. You will know when you've got to the root cause of the issue and have resolved it to her satisfaction. She will give a sigh of relief and probably say, "Ah, I feel so much better. I'm so glad we talked. I love you." Until you hear those words, you need to keep digging and getting her to talk about her emotions and her feelings without trying to solve the problem. For women, talking about their problems helps them resolve and work through them. Getting them to talk will also reveal if it is something you have done to hurt them. I go into a lot of detail on this subject later in my book, but I wanted to mention this here as it relates to women feeling safe and comfortable. With a woman, you should let her do 70 to 80% of the talking. You want to ask questions and opinions. Women want to know a man is sincerely interested in who they are. They want to see that you want to know what they are all about. This is sales skills 101. People love to talk about themselves. The quickest way to get someone to like you is to ask them questions about themselves or their opinions and be a good listener. Ask them the kind of questions that they would enjoy answering. I highly recommend Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People audio series. What Dale learned and taught over 100 years ago still works and applies today. It's timeless wisdom you should invest in. You should be asking her where she grew up and what she likes to do for fun. Here are some good questions to ask that create attraction on dates. Google Corey Wayne pickup and date questions that build attraction. Find out who she is and what is important to her. You need to keep the conversation light. Stay away from serious subjects. If she presses you to talk about serious subjects, especially in the beginning, always be humorous and fun. You want to make her laugh. You want to have a good time. Fun equals positive emotions equals her associating feeling good and having fun with you. Your sole purpose with a woman is to make her feel comfortable, make her laugh, and to get her level of attraction to go up. Then you want to quickly get her contact information or make a date and leave, which I will explain more about in a later section. The way you get her attraction level to go up is to be humorous, have fun, show her a good time, and keep it positive. Always maintain eye contact. Keep your focus on her. When you are on a date, don't be checking out other women, the waitress, or whoever else is around. When you do that, you make her think that you are a pig, just another horny guy that's out to get laid. So your complete attention and your focus should be on her having a good time with you. You need to raise her comfort level and at the same time, find out everything there is to know about her. You have to show her that you want to know everything about her. Listen to what she says. You will be tested. She wants to know that you are listening to her. This is an important point with women. Whether you first meet her, you are on a date, or you are in a long-term relationship, women tend to remember every detail, while these same details tend to escape men. It's important to listen to what she is telling you. She wants to know that these things are important to you. You better at least remember the gist of the conversation or there's going to be hell to pay. By listening to what she says, you are not only raising her attraction level, but you are also raising her level of trust in you. Women fall in love a lot slower than men. Getting back to what I said earlier, when a guy meets a woman, he can instantly have a really high level of attraction to her. Women take a lot longer to fall in love. A woman needs to trust a guy before she will open herself up to even the possibility of committing her emotions. A man is basically ready to make love at the drop of a hat, and his emotions are instantly engaged. For a woman, romance is the whole experience of dating. It's about the mysterious love story unfolding just like in a book. Google Corey Wain, Women Want to Be in a Love Story, and Corey Wain, What Women Are Attracted to in Men. She never knows what's going to happen next. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. It's the experience of the courtship that turns a woman on emotionally. Part of that experience is the anticipation, wondering where she stands, what's going to happen next, or when you are going to call. Some women will say they don't like these things, but I have found continuously that these things do have a positive effect on their level of attraction. If they are starting to wonder about you, it is also engaging their emotional input. Most women can't involve themselves in an intimate relationship until their emotions are engaged, which is the exact opposite of men. Because it's an important point to stress, I'm going to say it again. Women fall in love slower than men fall in love. The whole experience for her involves how you ask her out, when you call her on the phone, as well as the anticipation of what is going to happen on a date. Is where you go on a date, how you handle yourself, how you handle others around you, and how you handle her. Consciously or unconsciously, men and women both keep score when they meet someone, are dating someone, or are with someone they are interested in. It's not an actual scoring system, but they do keep track of the things the other person does to either raise or lower their level of attraction. Let me give you an idea of how men and women differ in their thoughts on a sample date. Women have their own rating system that is totally separate from guys' systems. Men think, okay, I bought her flowers. That's worth a point. I took her out to a nice dinner. There's another point. I took her dancing afterward. That has to be worth another point. See how this adds up so quickly in a guy's mind? Bribes for sex. The same date from a woman's point of view is going to go something more like this. He took me out on a date. He was attentive to me. That's worth a point. He didn't check out that beautiful waitress, even when she was sort of flirty with him. There's a big point. He referred back to something earlier in the conversation. That means he was actually listening to what I said. I give him 2 points for that one. I felt so relaxed and comfortable with him. He even made me laugh. That's another 2 points in my book. I actually feel as though I could trust him more now that I'm getting to know him. He is definitely doing things right to raise my attraction level. If you want to win a woman's trust, gentlemen, and ultimately her heart, you have to understand how she thinks. You have to understand what is important to her. A woman needs to feel safe to open her heart. She needs to trust you. She needs to know that her heart will be protected. The way you do that is to allow her to feel safe to be in her feminine energy by making sure that she can feel certain you are in your masculine energy by being the leader and leading things to a successful conclusion in the bedroom. I like to meet out for a drink first. Why? If you decide you don't like her, it's easy to leave. If things go well, then you can order appetizers and maybe dinner. Have 2 or 3 places close by that you can go to if things go well. Maybe go to a second place for darts, to shoot pool, a wine bar, bowling, miniature golf, etc. If she has a high level of comfort, and you're sure you really like her, you can pick her up at her place like a gentleman. You can open the car door. You can take her to someplace fun. The higher her attraction and comfort, the more likely you'll be able to simply go pick her up like a gentleman. The lower her interest, the less she knows about you, the more standoffish she will be, and the harder it will be to get to her front porch. The key is to take her someplace fun and maybe a place she's never been before. With smartphones and a Google Maps app installed, you should always be able to quickly find cool places to go or things to see. If you take a woman to 2 to 3 different places in one evening, it's like the experience of multiple dates on one night. Why? Most guys go to dinner and then take her home. The average woman will sleep with a guy after 2 to 3 dates. Give them a fun experience at multiple places close to one another in the same evening, and you will dramatically increase your chances of scoring quickly. Guys tend to dwell on all the physical attributes of the date, while women focus on the emotional attributes. It's the experience of having a nice dinner, drinks, doing something fun, great conversation, and just having a good time. Whatever it is that you are doing, it is the whole experience of the date, not just what you do or where you take her. It can't be, I took her to dinner and great, now I'm ready to go home and have sex. Women don't operate that way. They have to warm up to you. You have to build a trust level with her, a level of comfort. Their hearts open a lot slower because it is all about the whole emotional experience. The more comfortable they feel and the higher their attraction, the sooner they will start touching your arm, sit or stand too close where their body is touching yours, play with their hair, etc. When a woman bumps into you or starts touching you, it means that touching is okay. If you look at her lips and then into her eyes, then down at her lips and then back into her eyes over the course of 4 to 5 seconds when you are close and she looks at your lips too, that means she's ready to be kissed. Kissing and making out lead to heavy petting and affection. Then you can say, hey, let's get out of here and go back to my place. I've got a great bottle of wine we can enjoy, or coffee, champagne, tea, espresso, etc., depending on your drink of choice. Google Corey Wayne successfully deflowering your virgin girlfriend. If she's ready, she will say yes. If not, she will suggest hanging where you are. Don't get upset or you will blow it. Just keep having fun and touching, etc. Ask her again in an hour or so when the affection and making out gets heavy again. In sales, we call this the trial close. It's just basically simply inquiring how receptive she is to going back home with you. And if she's not, you continue the conversation, you continue building rapport, and then an hour or so later, you try once again. When a guy meets a woman, often he starts coming on real heavy. He starts talking about relationships. He starts talking about dating. When a woman says to you, I'm not looking for a relationship, she's really saying, whoa, slow down. I just want to have fun. I need to trust you and feel comfortable with you before that option's even on the table. Again, that's why you don't need to say things like, oh, you're so beautiful. I had an incredible time the other night. Coming from a guy she barely knows, one that has not taken the time to get to know her, these things mean little or nothing at all. Plus, they come off as a bribe for sex instead of an authentic compliment from your heart. They do not work to raise her level of attraction. All it does is to make you look like a guy who is needy and someone that is very insecure. Plus, these are things women usually say. Be more of a man than her. It will actually lower her level of attraction and you won't get a date at all or you won't get a second date. If you have been in a relationship for a while, compliments without the other actions behind them can even cause her to eventually dump you because she sees no truth behind the words. She no longer feels emotionally safe and she will start looking for someone that can make her feel that way. Women are like cats, men are like dogs. No matter what you do with a dog, he is man's best friend. A dog will never leave you no matter what happens. Dogs will come right up and demand attention from anyone, even a friendly-looking stranger that appeals to them. They don't understand the concept of rejection if a stranger pushes them away. They will come right back for more. Dogs will feel an instant attraction, an instant affection for a total stranger, and run around obeying commands at the drop of a hat. When was the last time you saw a cat take commands from anyone? Women are like cats. They come and go as they please, and you must let them. If you don't, you will destroy their level of safety and comfort with you. They do what they want, when they want, and with whom they want. You can call a cat, but it will only come to you if it feels like it. Many times they will give you that bored, sleepy stare that says, who do you think you're kidding? Cats look around a crowded room of strangers and will go only to the one they feel comfortable being with. The one they know for certain will give them the affection they want. Google Corey Wayne. Women are like cats, men, dogs. If a cat doesn't know you, it will often run and hide. At the very least, it will stay back and watch you carefully before it decides you are worthy of its approach and attention. Cats might kind of stroll by and look over and see you, and then pretend to ignore you and move on. Then the cat may come back a minute or two later, come into the room, and walk around and look at you, and then turn around and leave. The cat may come back again a few minutes later and walk a little circle around you, maybe brush up against your leg and then take off. A few minutes later, the cat may come back and go around in between your legs, rubbing up against you with its tail in the air, and then all of a sudden sit down and start purring. Cats are a lot more particular about who they will give their affection to. For some strange reason, they will even decide that the only person in the room that doesn't like cats is the only one deserving of their attention. Don't take it personally. When a woman leaves a conversation or your group, let her go. If you go after her, she will feel your weakness instead of your strength. When you don't chase, she will come back as long as her attraction is high. When women sense weakness in a man, they will become flaky and unsure. When they leave and you don't chase, they will later feel attraction and come back. In order to entice a cat to your side, you have to be patient and let it come to you. If your moves are too sudden, too quick, or too aggressive, you will send the cat fleeing from your side and into hiding. Cats have to be encouraged. They let you know when it's okay to touch them by rubbing up against you or coming over to sit in your lap. If you don't hold the cat properly or pet it the wrong way, it will leave. Once that happens, it becomes twice as hard to coax it back to you. Until the cat is coming to you and letting you know it's okay to engage it, you have to stand fast and hold your ground. No matter what the cat does or how it tests you, you need to be indifferent. You need to let it not meeting your expectations roll off of you as though it does not bother you, or that you could care less one way or another what it does. The cat is testing you, much like a woman tests you. If you are aggressive, which is a sign of neediness, then you are chasing after the cat and it is going to run away. If you come off as weak and needy, then you are no longer worthy of their time. Women are very much like cats. You have to get to the point where no matter what a woman does, it doesn't move you off center. You cannot move quickly or be too aggressive. You also have to treat the beautiful woman just like you would treat the woman you have absolutely no interest in. It is not about being rude to her, but you have to not let her beauty affect you. Like the cat, she is drawn to the one that seems to be least affected by her. Women and men, for that matter, are naturally attracted to the most dominant members of the opposite sex. The old saying goes, curiosity killed the cat. Cats are curious creatures. They will keep checking something out as long as they are curious about it. Once they have figured out just what that something is, they become bored and walk away. The same thing is true with women. You need to keep them wondering. You need to keep them curious. If you tell them everything about you and they can see all there is to know, the mystery is gone and they move on. Knocking out the competition. One of the great things I've learned is that if you can get a grasp on being a 3% man, you literally have no competition. Once you understand these principles, you can talk to other guys, watch how your friends are with women, and fully comprehend for yourself that only 3 out of 100 guys understand women. For a guy that is single and looking, it becomes the big realization that I don't have much competition at all. It is amazing to know that a woman went out and met 10 to 12 other guys over the weekend, and 99% of them called her the next day. You have waited a couple of days to call her if making a date on the spot was too bold for you at this time. You are the one that stands out to her as being completely different. You are the one that is going to get the date with her. These other guys will never get to her front door or meet her out for a drink. That knowledge in and of itself is very freeing. I love talking with women. I am fascinated by women. I find them to be extremely interesting. Is especially fascinating when you listen to them talk about guys. When they talk about the things guys do, all the needy things they do, I just shake my head. Then I have to stop and realize, how can I be judgmental? I used to be just like that years ago. For me, it only serves to reaffirm all these principles, and that alone gives you a higher level of confidence. Now when I talk to women, I get the whole truth. I get beyond the standard wine me, dine me, and buy me flowers. I get beyond the partial truths because I know how to ask the right questions and feel comfortable and confident in asking them. Women are not going to say, I want a guy that is confident and sure of himself. Women want you to already know these things. If you don't already know them, they are not going to want to teach you. they are going to move on and continue to sort through and qualify guys until they find one that does know it. They're going to keep looking until they find one of those 3% men. The odds are literally in your favor if you apply what I teach. I walk through the mall now and see women checking me out all the time. Years ago, the only time that would happen was when I was with a girlfriend. It's because of their radar, because of the vibe of confidence and dominance that I'm putting out there. It's the centeredness. They think, wow, what is this guy all about? What does he have? What's going on over there? I want to find out more about that. They are drawn to it. If you are not in that centered place, they don't even pay attention to you. Do you know why it is they are drawn to that, whereas somebody else might not have been noticed? Why women notice that confidence more than anything else? Women that are in their feminine or that want to be in their feminine are attracted to guys that are in their masculine. It is what every woman wants. They don't want to teach you to be a man. They want to feel confident that you already know how to be the kind of man that will make them feel safe. They are looking for the 3% man. They emotionally respond to a guy that is strong, centered, and confident to a guy they can't have their way with. The whining, dining, and romance thing is not what they are looking for at the start. Well, it's not the complete answer. It's only part of the answer. You have to show a woman that you are a mystery. You have to be a strong man who does what he wants and marches to the beat of his own drum. You have to be indifferent to all the testing she puts you through. She may act as though she is turned off by something, but 9 times out of 10, she is testing to make sure that you are this presence that they feel. They use playful intimidation to see if you cave or change your opinion to match theirs. If she walks away, who cares? The chances are high that she will come back. If not, move on. Women in part do want the guy that will do the whining and dining and romance thing once they have hit that emotional level. They don't need it so much before their emotions are engaged as much as they do after their emotions are engaged. After their emotions are engaged, the romance is the masculine part of you giving them the presence that you have opened them up to receive. Before their emotions are engaged, they want to make sure that you are in your masculine. They need to trust it is safe to open up to that emotional side of themselves and give you their heart. They are only going to do that once you have passed their test. Plus, women are usually physically weaker than men. All women have a natural instinctive fear of being alone with a man who won't stop when they ask him to. If you demonstrate through your actions that you are a man who understands how attraction works, you'll back off when she offers resistance, but take another run at her a little while later. You should not look at her slowing things down as rejection. You should simply look at it as a temporary delay to the inevitable successful seduction. Part 4. It's not all about you. Making your ideal woman's list of qualities. Now, gentlemen, this book is all about winning the heart of the woman of your dreams. Since we are talking about the woman of your dreams, in that sense, it is all about you. However, before you can even begin to think about being in a loving, healthy relationship, you have to understand what makes that kind of relationship. In this section, I'm going to teach you that while it's not all about you, that is exactly where you need to start. The first thing you need to do before you even meet a woman is you have to become clear on one major question. What am I looking for in a relationship in the first place? You have to understand what it is that you want in a relationship before you can get into a relationship. Let's say you want to get a new car. You go out and buy a brand new Ford Explorer. Everyone has had this experience where you go out and buy a new Ford Explorer and now you're driving home from the dealership and you notice that those cars are everywhere. The reason is that you get what you focus on in life. The reason is that when you were driving a different car, let's say a sedan, you weren't thinking about Ford Explorers. Now you've gone out and purchased a new Ford Explorer. You're excited and happy about it. You want to go show all your friends and family your new car. Now that you are actually driving it, you are thinking, these things are everywhere. It's not that they weren't there before. It's that now you are focused on that particular car, that is what you are going to see. The same principle applies to meeting the right type of person. To get where you want to go in life, with relationships or anything, you have to know what your desired outcome is. You have to know what it is that you want. This is the first thing you have to get clear. Are you looking for a steady girlfriend? Are you looking for someone you can eventually spend your life with and marry? Do you want to play the field for a while? Do you want to be like Hugh Hefner? Do you want to have 3, 4, 5, 6 girlfriends? There's nothing wrong with that. That's something you can have if that's what you really want. Once you get clear about what kind of relationship that you want, the next thing I suggest is to make a list of what you want in your ideal woman. Take a sheet of paper and divide it into 2 columns, the left side and the right side. The left column is going to be all the qualities you want in a woman. The right-hand column is going to be all the qualities you don't want in a woman. Imagine that technology has grown to the point where you can simply log on to the internet, put all your criteria in, and you can simply FedEx yourself the perfect lady. Imagine you can have her any way you want her to be. What are all the qualities you would want in a woman? What is her eye color? What is her hair like? Is it straight? Is it long? Is it curly? Is it wavy? What color skin does she have? Is she fair-skinned? Is she dark-skinned? Does she have an accent? Physically, what does she look like? Does she take care of herself? Is she real thin? Does she weigh 350 pounds? What is it you want physically in a woman? What are her qualities? Does she have a good sense of humor? Does she have a good attitude? Is she flexible? Is she a giver? Is she easygoing? Is she fun to be around? Is she successful? Is she older than you? Is she younger than you? Is she the same age? Does she have kids? Does she not have kids? Is she a smoker or a non-smoker? Does she do drugs or not do drugs? Does she drink or not drink? Is she a vegetarian or a meat eater? Write down your whole list. If you could have it any way you wanted to in a perfect world, what would you want in that perfect ideal woman? Google Corey Wayne, how to attract the perfect woman. And the next column is going to be all the qualities you absolutely don't want. My personal experience is that I don't want someone who is devious. I don't want someone who is needy. I don't want somebody who is insecure. I don't want somebody who doesn't take care of themselves. I don't want somebody that eats unhealthy and doesn't exercise. My ideal woman is someone that has a good attitude, someone who's fun to be around, and someone that's a good communicator. Make an entire list of those things that you ideally want, and then those things that you just cannot live with. Now, obviously, if you write down on paper everything that you can think of, you might have 20 to 30 things or more in each category. From there, what you need to do is go through the things in those categories and pick your top 10 from each list. What you should have is the top 10 qualities that you absolutely must have, and the top 10 there is absolutely no way you could live with. If you go to Amazon.com, there's a company called Knock Knock, and it makes a pros and cons pad that's separated, and you can actually tear them off. They're like little tear sheets. It's a great resource on Amazon, and I think it's like $20. Great resource for you for doing this. Next, you are going to number these items in order of importance to you. To find someone that is all of these things you have just listed is a little unrealistic, if not impossible. By choosing the top 10 of each, it becomes more realistic. These are the qualities that are the most important to you and the ones that you should put your primary focus on. If she has any of the other things on that list along with the top 10, consider those a bonus. By numbering these top 10 in order of importance, it also shows you the highest qualities you are looking for or not looking for in a woman. After you write this list of all these ideal qualities, write a love letter to this person you have not met yet. Close your eyes and imagine you are head over heels in love with this person. In this letter, you are going to tell her everything about her that you adore. Write it as though you are writing this to someone that is head over heels in love with you as well. The letter should detail everything about all the wonderful qualities she has and why you love these qualities about her. This letter is another important part of attracting that person in your life. It helps deepen your focus on those things you are looking for in your ideal woman. I remember showing my list to the one girlfriend I had who was from London. She said, "My God, I am everything that's on your list." She showed me hers, and I was everything on her list. That is the power of being clear about what you want. Becoming the person you want to attract. Now comes the time to be honest with yourself. You need to think about who you are for a minute. I'm the type of person that is very combative, and I'm not a good communicator. I don't like to talk. I don't like to work things out verbally. I like to yell and shout. I'm looking to attract somebody into my life that is a great communicator. Someone that is easygoing and doesn't get upset. Face it, gentlemen, you have to be the type of person you want to attract. If you do not have those traits that you want, you have to become those certain traits because like attracts like. It's a universal principle. You may have been able to meet someone who has the qualities that you ideally want, but if you don't exhibit those qualities yourself, you're going to turn that person off quickly. She's going to lose interest and leave. Don't lose hope on this, though. If you have a high quality that you want, but you haven't yet developed it yourself, and you are willing to recognize where your flaws and faults lie, and are open to learn and grow, then it is still possible to attract someone with that quality into your life and keep her. However, if you are combative, for example, and have the attitude, "I am the way I am, screw it, I'm not changing for anybody," and you do manage to start dating someone that is a great communicator, she may try to make it work with you for a while, but over time, if you refuse to change, grow, and become a better communicator, it will only become frustrating to the new lady in your life. Eventually, she is going to get tired of it, and she's going to leave. It is the same with all the qualities you want to attract. If you are not willing to work to become that quality and to bring that quality into your life for yourself, then you need to take it off your list. If not, you will eventually turn that other person off. Okay, now you've made your list. Next, you want to take that list and put it somewhere where you're going to review it every day. Maybe you can put it on the door to your medicine cabinet, on the mirror in your bathroom, in your day planner, on your smartphone, on your computer screen, or you can put a small copy of it in your wallet. You need to be continuously thinking about your list. By reviewing it every day, it is just like any goal that you set in life. You're going to get what you focus on. It continually refocuses you on what it is you are looking for and ensures that you are moving in that direction. It is like the analogy with the Ford Explorer. If you are focusing on it, suddenly you are going to start seeing what you are focused on all around you. Every time I have done this, it amazes me. I created a new list recently. I broke up with a girlfriend from London because we were just not aligned in our careers, and neither one of us was willing to compromise on that part of our lives. We still absolutely love each other and have a wonderful friendship where we provide support to each other. The most important thing to both of us is that we love each other for who the other is, even though we are no longer intimate partners. This is something I will elaborate on in a later section regarding the loving way to end a relationship. I want to stress a point I have mentioned before because I feel it is important. Once you start working to find the perfect woman, do not expect that the first woman you meet is the one you will be with for the rest of your life. Your tastes may change. Your goals and values may evolve and change. You may find there are certain qualities that are missing on your list or that others have become more important to you. You may find that qualities that were important do not seem to matter as much anymore. Every relationship you go into should always be taken as an opportunity for growth and change. Eventually, you will refine your list and find the exact woman that you need and want in your life. My ex-girlfriend had blonde hair and brown eyes. When I wrote down my list, I put down that I wanted a woman who has dark hair, dark eyes, between 5 foot and 5 foot nine tall, very feminine, sexy, graceful, outgoing, funny, intelligent, strong, confident, sure of herself, has a great body, in great shape, and with a great personality. I want someone that can pitch and catch with me. I want someone who, when I banter with her, is not going to collapse because she has a low self-esteem or become insulted by every other thing I say. I want a woman that will stay in her center and not get pushed off. Someone who gives as good as she gets. As I finished my list, every time I went out somewhere, my eyes were automatically drawn to women that fit my description. Whether I was in the mall or shopping in the grocery store, I tuned right into what I was looking for. My awareness of what I wanted developed into a highly skilled radar that honed in on exactly what I wanted to find in a woman. Again, it's like the Ford Explorer analogy. You will find yourself looking at women that resemble what it is you are focusing on. That's why it is so important to get clear about what it is you want. You are going to meet women all the time. If you are using a shotgun approach and you don't really know what you are looking for and haven't taken the time to write it down, it's going to be hard for you to attract the right person in your life. That's because you are not clear about what you want. That's what this exercise is all about. Every time I have done this exercise, I have met someone within 60 days. It has always worked for me, good or bad. Putting a list down on paper is like goal setting. Every time you chase something in life, you should write it down so you know what it is you are going after. When you know what you are going after and are very specific about it, then that person, that resource, or whatever it is that you are looking for will eventually show up in your life. This is because of the simple fact that you are actually focused on it. Now it is time for you to go about your daily life, whether it's going to work, to the store, out with friends, or attending some event. While you are out, keep this thought in the back of your mind. The type of person I want to meet, where am I going to find her? Where do you go to meet women? Most men, when they are looking to meet a woman, will go to a bar or to a nightclub. It's simple logic. Women go to these places for the same reason. Where else could be better? The answer is anywhere. The bar or the nightclub scene, in my experience, is one of the least effective ways to meet women. That is because the women you come across are often drunk, and sometimes when you later call them, they don't remember who you were. Plus, if you had a couple of drinks yourself, it can have disastrous consequences. These are also not the type of women that I am looking for. I don't drink and party like a rock star anymore. I am no longer into that scene. But if you are looking for a woman that is, because it is part of your own lifestyle preference, just be aware of the potential pitfalls of drinking and approaching women. It can definitely have its drawbacks. I had one of those experiences about 18 years ago when I lived in Fort Lauderdale. I was up in Central Florida with some close friends of mine. I was out at a bar and met a woman. We had both been drinking, and we seemed to be really into each other. My thoughts were, wow, she's really beautiful. It was really dark. We met, talked for a while, and hung out. We were making out in the bar, and we had just met. Neither of us really knew anything about each other. We exchanged phone numbers, and she called me a couple of days after the weekend was over. We made plans, and she drove down the following weekend. I remember opening the door, and it was kind of like Kramer from Seinfeld with that look of pure shock on my face as I actually thought to myself, I had way too much to drink. It must have been really dark in this place. This girl had driven all the way down to spend 2 days with me. Now I have to spend 2 days with someone that I am just not interested in. Obviously, meeting girls in nightclubs is not the best place. To top it all off, they usually have their guard up. Most women, when they go out, especially when they go out with their girlfriends, are not out to meet a guy. They are just going out simply to have fun, dance, drink, and to just get a little crazy. The best way I've found to meet women is at weddings, art shows, seminars, private parties, social events, malls, grocery stores, trade shows, or even at work. If you meet a woman in a more open public place, whether it's in a grocery store or somewhere else, she's going to have her guard up versus meeting through mutual friends at a party, wedding, social events, etc. The more public a place is, the more her guard will be up, and the harder it will be to get her contact information, make dates on the spot, and actually go out with her. Women in those situations are just not going to make it easy to meet you. Your game needs to be tight to successfully pull off meeting women in public with no mutual friends or acquaintances present to give you social proof. I give the example of an art gallery. That can also be a very public place, but at least you know you have similar interests that can be used to approach a woman. Go places you love and do things you love. It makes it easy to talk about the environment you're both in because you both share a mutual passion and interest in it. In a grocery store or a mall, you have no concept of anything about this woman. It makes it harder to find a common ground in order to break the ice and find out anything about her. Once you learn more from practicing these techniques, you will find it easier to approach women in these situations. This comes with practice, confidence, and when you stand strong in the fact that you own your masculinity and nothing can knock you off your center. Meeting women on the internet. The internet is another way to meet available women. What I do with internet dating is create a profile that starts out by asking the reader a question that causes her to say to herself, "Oh my God, he just described me." So she will contact me first. I don't waste my time sending emails to women. When I get responses, I will respond to their email or wink by sending my phone number and tell them to give me a call so we can chat and maybe meet up for a drink. She'll either call me, disappear, or send me her phone number asking me to call her. I will only talk for about 10 minutes to create rapport and to see if I like her enough to want to meet her. Then I simply ask her when she is free to meet up for a drink and set a definite date. If you Google Corey Wayne, the ultimate online dating profile, you can find an article I wrote with detailed instructions on my website explaining the process, along with an example profile template you can follow. You may find that women will post glamour pictures that were taken professionally 10 to 15 years ago. They no longer look anything like the picture you saw. Or worse, there are women out there who will post a picture of a supermodel as their own. They might tell you they are really thin, they exercise, they are healthy, or this or that. In their mind, you're thinking, oh, when he meets me, he'll just love me for who I am on the inside. What do you do if you ever go out to meet someone from the internet for a coffee or quick drink, and they are nothing like their picture, and they have totally misrepresented themselves? In my eyes, that is a person with no integrity. I would say, I don't like dishonesty, and I don't want to spend my time with people that are dishonest. Then I would just turn around and leave. I wouldn't give that person the time of day. Dealing with insecurity. Now, obviously, in the case of the internet dating, this woman was dealing with so many insecurities about who she was that she wasn't true to herself, nor was she being true to a prospective romantic interest. Many men have the same problem. They are so insecure about who they think they are that they find themselves in less than ideal relationships. Worse, they continue in these relationships because they don't have the guts to leave. Google Corey Wayne, Ways to Build Your Confidence. With everything you will be learning in the pages of this book, you need to take the information to heart. You need to know it, to feel it, and to allow yourself to shift from a place of insecurity to a place of confidence, knowing that you deserve to have the relationship that you want in life. It is your birthright. Don't just take the information and read about being one of those 3 out of 100 men that understand women. Become one of the 3%. I have a friend that has chosen not to take my advice, but except for what I might consider to be a small lapse in judgment, he is a very sharp guy. He sold his last company for $100 million. He has been married twice now. His soon-to-be ex-wife lives in California with his 2-year-old son, and he has been dating a woman that is still married. She's been married for almost 5 years, and she's in her second marriage. While her husband is traveling, my friend is going to Texas and basically screwing this guy's wife behind his back. This gives her the best of both worlds. She is getting variety with this new guy, my friend. He took her to China for 2 weeks with a charity he's involved in. And on the way back, she told him that she didn't want to see him anymore and that she's going to work on her relationship with her husband. She still sees him on her terms. My friend is getting emotionally raked over the coals. I told him, you need to put your foot down, tell her what it is that you want, and then if you can't be with her, then you need to find somebody new. The advice falls on deaf ears. He is hoping things are going to change with her. What keeps him from putting his foot down is the fear that if he stands his ground, he will lose her. The truth is, if he keeps doing what he is doing, which is being weak and going along with her agenda, he is teaching her that her behavior is okay. Eventually, she's going to get rid of him anyway because he is off his center and not strong enough. The relationship she is in with her husband was not a happy relationship anyway, even before they met. She hasn't left her husband for him because he is too weak at this point. If he were stronger, things might have a different ending. The bottom line is that if a woman is willing to cheat on her husband and to lie, and she will do the same thing to you. When I ask my friend, don't you realize this? His response is a simple yes. The problem is his attraction level is such that he's head over heels in love with her, and she's flip-flopping back and forth between him and her husband. They are both weak, and she has no clear choice. By going along with what she is doing, he is giving away all of his power. He's not acting like a leader. I guarantee you she will be spending Christmas with her husband and not with him. My friend will end up sitting at home alone and feeling sorry for himself. Because of their insecurity, some guys will put themselves through anything. The simple truth is that my friend is not being in his masculine. He is too caught up in need. He is at the point where he needs her. He is not loving her, and he's certainly not loving himself either. He may feel as though he is filling all of the human needs he has, but the truth is, he doesn't feel he is good enough for. Because of his insecurities, he is allowing himself to be abused. He is a powerful and successful guy in business. What he needs to do is learn to carry that confidence over into his personal life and put himself back into his masculine. He needs to own who he is as a man. Control freaks and abusive men. The height of insecurity is demonstrated in the control freak, who can also be an abusive man. Women will fall for the control freak because they initially mistake the intent of the man's control in the relationship. When he sets out from the start with, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, I'm going to pick you up at such and such a time, women will often mistake it as strength. Over time, once a woman is already emotionally committed to the relationship, the abusiveness tends to come out. People can hide who they really are for the first 90 days of a relationship. When a guy is abusive and controlling, it is because deep inside, he is feeling needy and insecure. The only way he can fulfill his need for certainty in life or in his relationships is if he controls every single detail. His stance is just to say, hey, I'm in charge, or I make the decisions here. That's someone who is a control freak. Over time, that relationship can turn into a very abusive one as his fear of losing control grows when she tries to express herself. A woman initially becomes submissive when she is with a control freak because she sees that he is strong. Over time, she realizes that he doesn't allow her to do anything. She will start to pull away and test, as women do, and he will react negatively because he is coming from a place of fear. He fears losing the person he loves, but the very fact that he fears it makes him become abusive in the way he operates in an effort to exert further control. With hope, she eventually will leave him. Some guys get jealous when they are out and they see another guy looking at their woman. They get all macho and want to go beat the guy up. That guy is needy, jealous, insecure, and controlling. It tells a woman he does not have enough confidence in his own masculinity to feel he deserves to have a woman like me. When a guy is jealous, possessive, and a control freak, usually the thing that he fears the most is exactly what is going to happen. He is going to lose her. The need for certainty. One of our core human needs is our need for certainty. It can be the little devil on your shoulder that tells you to over-pursue her and blow up her phone, or that you should call her every few days to make certain she is still interested. And our desire to have that certainty about how someone feels about us, we create the feeling that we are insufficient as a person. We are looking to fulfill our need for certainty with her approval and end up creating the appearance of neediness. What we fear in life causes us to create the very circumstances we are trying to avoid. This causes men to over-pursue and chase women away. They basically communicate through their actions, tone of voice, and physiology that they do not feel like they deserve her. Eventually, she has no choice but to agree. If you are uncertain of yourself, how can you expect to keep the ideal woman of your dreams? Uncertainty is a feminine quality anyway. It is important to be aware of our need for certainty and how it can get us into trouble. Too many times I see strong, confident guys that are phenomenal negotiators in business come completely unglued when they meet a beautiful woman. It never ceases to amaze me. They make this metamorphosis from a strong, centered guy into a manservant, therapist, or a gay male girlfriend. someone who is willing to wait on the woman hand and foot. It's approval-seeking behavior. Because of movies, music, and television shows, men have come to believe that they are supposed to wait on a woman hand and foot and act like a stalker to make women fall for them. They learn basically that if they become